The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host. I am John Stadtmuller, your host. Have been for 26 years. And do I got to do it another 26 years until we get our republic, our constitutional republic, back on track? It is the 7th day of November 2018, and we're in the midst of your phone calls. Helen in Utah. Go ahead, Helen.
Hi. I have a question. First, I'm so sick of this fraudulent voting system that we have. I was never aware of it until 2008. Mm-hmm. Ron Paul was really gypped. You know, but we were glad because we figured if he got it, he'd be dead now anyway. So what happened to the data processing? I thought that was a terrific way of voting. You punched a hole by your candidate, and they ran them through a machine that was quick and accurate.
Okay, Helen, I'm going to answer your question. It was Kerry and Bush, remember that? And the hanging chits and the chads.
Bush, I know.
Okay, the hanging chits and the chads, remember that?
Nope.
You don't remember that. This is what brought George Bush Jr. in. Pretty much everybody said that he'd stolen the election. But that was the big deal, and it emanated out of Florida. And that they were using those data cards, and they were confused because not all of them punched all the way through, and they'd hold it up and go, okay, is this a legitimate card? We don't know. So that's when they went full tilt boogie with the electronic stuff. The same people, Diebold at the time, had the majority contract for the voting machines. The very people that made the machines for the banks and the things that you see placed around the country called automatic teller machines, the ATMs, the very same people that made those ATMs that gave you a receipt for your transaction was the same people that were making those voting machines. So what you're suggesting here is a laborious process of going back to yesteryear, and they're just not going to do it. Not when we can electronically still get in there and mess with the election results. Because this thing, Helen, you know, you go to a store, you go to your pharmacy, you make a purchase, what do you get? You get a receipt. You go to an ATM, make a transaction, what do you get? You get a receipt. You buy gasoline at a gas station, what do you get? You get a receipt. Why can we not have a receipt for one of the most important duties a citizen has in this country, and that's one of voting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
But I heard Rivero today talking about all the fraud going on in different states and everything, and I just can't believe that we're all sitting here, and it goes on and on, year after year.
Well, Helen,
mind-boggling.
You've got to be... yeah. I'm not going to ask you how old you are, dear, but you've been around the block a few times. You've seen many things in your lifetime. Did you think that you would see the state that our country is in right now?
Never. And another thing is, like, we heard in 2016 that not only illegals voted, but dead people voted. I mean, how can this happen? I don't know what we can do about it.
Well, it's up to the states. And the states have got to make these corrections on the deficiencies. Down here in Texas, I'm telling you, these people that Veritas uncovered that says, hey, if you're DACA, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a citizen just as long as you have a driver's license and you can come in and vote.
Yeah, that's stupid.
These people, the message has to be sent. Anybody that's screwing with a vote gets charged and they go to jail. Let's see how many people are going to stand at these precincts and fudge the vote. Let's see how many would have the courage. If they believe in their political philosophy that much, they'd risk going to jail under I don't know how many different fraud charges. Let's see how bold they are. And again, Helen, what I'm not talking about any special executive order, not a bill passed in Congress, but following the laws on the books. Personal responsibility. You want to personally take on yourself to commit a crime, you're going to pay the piper. This is not going to be lost in the morass of political parties and, oh, they're just trying to beat up on us or this. No. The law is the law. Helen, I thank you for your call, dear.
Well, could I ask you one more quick thing?
Okay.
You had Jim Trafficant. You were talking about him the other day.
Yes.
I never did get to find out. How did they railroad him into prison?
Well, they brought up that he had fraud charges against him. And that he was found guilty
of... They made him up, no doubt.
Well, and you know what? They more than likely did, but they used that to get him out of the way. And I would say the indicator to me was they were Trump charges. But once they got him in prison and then wanted to offer him a deal to keep him, put a yoke on his neck, he said no. After he was in prison, I think, for two and a half years, they offered him a deal. We'll let you out of prison. You'll be on parole, but, there's going to be circumstance here to that release. He looked him straight in the eye and he said, you can take your early release and stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Because I'm going to spend my seven years. Right. Now, here's a guy that wasn't a spring chicken either, Alan. He says, I'll voluntarily take the 7 years of prison rather than having you people tell me what I can do and what I can't. That's why they were scared of him.
Right.
That was one indicator to me, Helen, that when he was considering running for Congress again, they had to get rid of him. Uh-huh. They had to get rid of this guy because he had the courage of his convictions.
Right, he sure did. I remember him from a long time ago. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
And now he's dead, right?
And guess what? He was a Democrat. We can't have people.
Yeah, I heard that.
We can't have people that are Democrats that have courage of their conviction. What kind of nonsense is that?
Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, Helen. You're welcome. Wally in Nebraska. Hello, Wally in Nebraska. I'm sorry?
New Brunswick now.
Okay. Well.
John, I've got a quick question for you.
All right.
I've got a question out of Canadian ignorance. So all these people that got elected today or declared elected today,
mm-hmm.
Are they in office immediately or are these things where it's January before?
I think it's January. There's a little transition period, and I think, you know what, Mike? Find me the answer to that question. This gentleman just asked, these people who just got elected, when do they take office? I think it's in January the following year. But we'll find out for you.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is it's quite possible Trump might have another 2 months both houses.
That's a thought that didn't occur to me.
Is there anything other than just courtesy that
there's a set procedure on this that bureaucracies don't like to change their wheels of processing too much, I think that they go in January the following year, but we'll find a definitive answer for you.
Okay.
Hold on a second, what did you say, Michael? It's, yes, please, rather than me trying to repeat what you're saying.
Senators, noon on the third day of January, Congress on the same, and state stuff, like Senate representative, or second Monday in January, and then it's sort of like that, second Mondays in January.
Okay, so basically January.
Basically.
Okay, there we go.
Okay. So Trump, so there's it's quite a possibility that Trump could, I don't think there'd be any law preventing them from doing something. For instance, if there was some kind of a emergency or something like this, I'm pretty sure they'd have to work with
yeah,
the
but Wally, Wally, let me check your reasoning here, your thought process. Why would you want to do that?
Well, you got a bunch of visitors coming up from the south there. Things might get a little out of hand, and that could happen before the end of the year.
Yeah. I actually expected it to happen on or before a midterm election, but it didn't.
No, and the other thing is, you start some investigations into some of these irregularities. I'm pretty sure the Democratic House really wouldn't be too interested in pursuing those. But
hold on, because it doesn't really have anything to do with Congress and what they think about it. If we have an attorney general, a real attorney general for the United States, he can initiate that himself.
Yeah.
You don't need an act of Congress or a bill or anything else.
No, but they can drop a law that contravenes it.
Well, I don't see the necessity for doing that, Wally.
Yeah.
I really don't.
No,
okay, now hold on a second, Wally. I've had a half a bottle of 5-Hour Energy Extra and 4 cups of coffee. My mind is moving faster than my mouth, and I'm still having a hard time interjecting conversation with you. What I was going to say is I think what can be done here and what has to happen immediately, I think the new attorney general opens up what you're suggesting here on the voter fraud. Who the hell were these people that voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016? Who were these people that voted in the midterm? If we've got illegal people voting in our elections, they were complaining that, well, we had interference from Russia. Oh, they were tampering with a vote from Russia, which is all total garbage. Even that question was asked today on the 90-minute press conference. But here's what I would do. The attorney general, open up this, do the investigation, and the attorney general also open up another front, Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. You get those two things rolling right there. You're going to have these communist, socialist, Democrats, and anybody that doesn't believe in mom, apple pie, and the Constitution running for cover.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know just the thing that'll get both of those going real quick. Declassify.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. John, we solved the illegal immigrant situation here in Canada.
And how did you do that? Did you get rid of Mr. Trudeau?
No. We just reclassify them all. They're all irregular immigrants now.
Irregular?
Irregular immigrants now. They're no longer illegal.
Is that the official term now?
It is.
Oh, my God.
In the wild.
Oh, my God.
How are we going to solve this? Well, I'll just open the dictionary. No, I'll open the thesaurus to see if we can find another word for illegal.
Wally, you just made my day, man. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you, John.
Okay, sir. Isn't that special? Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi. I was reading Jeff Sessions' resignation. Is there a date when he wrote it and when he said he will resign? I'm going to do a couple bullet points.
Yeah, okay. I think it was the end of business day in the bureaucracy we call the District of Criminals in Washington.
Right, but there's no date actually on that letter. I read it.
Okay.
Okay, that's me. Okay, so we think Rosenstein's going to resign within the next 48 hours.
It would be rather stupid of him if he didn't, rather than be fired. It doesn't look good on your resume.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember when Trump dropped the umbrella twice on Air Force One and just left it?
No.
Well, that was all over the news, according to, you know, CNN or whoever.
And forgive me, Roxanne, this is the first I've heard of this, and why does this have any significance with what we were just talking about?
Well, because the indictments, she dropped the umbrella over these people. The indictments are going to drop. That was what he was saying. Okay. Now, Session is SES. We know he's in the plum book. We can find him. He had to resign. But he doesn't give a date when he will resign. He didn't. So this is probably at least a year old. But what he did do, what was great about Session.
Okay. And Roxanne, you have me at a disadvantage because I did not hear or see Donald Trump saying that he's dropping the indictments. I didn't see that.
Well, no. When Trump, remember the media went wild when Trump dropped his umbrella. The umbrella over these people, the indictments are coming down. Whitaker, this new guy, oh no, he is, because Sessions, he's in the plum book. He recused himself, right?
Yeah, okay, but again, and I know we're hung up here on whether Jeff Session has cleaned out his desk yet or not, but he's gone. Well, Rosenstein, we can pretty much with a surety say that within the next 24 or 48 hours, he's going to be gone. Okay.
Right. But Matt Whitaker says he's going to appoint a special counsel into the Clinton Foundation. See, what they did was the emails, the Blackberries, this thing. But this is, it had nothing to do with the Clinton Foundation. But Whitaker's going to reopen something.
Okay.
On Clinton.
But I'm sorry. Maybe I'm being dense or you're not making yourself clear. I thought you just said that Whitaker was going to open up the investigation on the Clinton Foundation.
Yes, the foundation, not Clinton herself and her emails.
Well, okay. Slow down here a second. What would it matter? What would carry more jail time? And
well,
the discussion now.
The foundation.
No.
It's pedophilia.
Okay.
We're getting on.
Okay, Roxanne, you're not allowing me to finish my thought here, dear, and I must do that to have a conversation with you to make sure that we're clear on both sides of the line here. If Whitaker said that he's going to open up an investigation on the Clinton Foundation, don't you think opening that has something to do with also her emails as well? And my question to you, which would carry more severe punishment? Out-and-out fraud through the Clinton Foundation or, you know, just getting it wrong and I didn't know and I wasn't real clear as being Secretary of State, First Lady of the President, ex-President, or Senator? You know, she's done this. She's obfuscated. She's ducked. She's tried to hide. She's pleaded ignorance. Okay, the law is ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's no defense. But just for a second, if you're going to go after Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, and all of what that can turn up and everybody that was involved in that, which would you rather have? The rest of the cabal and criminals or just Hillary Clinton and her emails?
Well, all of that opens up a massive wave. I'll move on to Beto real quick. You know, his wife is Amy Hoover Sanders. They met in 1994. And where did they meet? They met down at the bar in Mexico. It's called the Kentucky Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the margarita was invented. It was a group of guys out of Kentucky, went to Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. And that place is overrun by drug lords. So it's all there. It's just, it's not easy to find, maybe, so to speak.
Well, and the woman that he married, her father was a multi-millionaire.
Right.
Yeah,
and
rather than
about.
Okay, I got a break. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Bumbling Nancy Pelosi did a press conference, and it was made clear that after Donald Trump, after his 90-minute, she was probably ticked off at that he went so damn long. But they were informed, all the networks were informed, 2 minutes after his press conference ends, Nancy Pelosi is going to grace that very same audience by walking into the podium and giving her spiel. Well, she did. And it's about the Affordable Care Act, and we're going to do it again. Now, this is what I would do. Rather than, you know, dump and replace or whatever the hell Trump said, what I would do is I would have my secretary compile a list and combine that list of the insurance companies, call them in, along with the actual health care providers themselves. You know, the companies that own hospitals. And I would get them all in one room and go, okay, this has gone far enough. We saw when the insurance came in, we saw the finagling and trying to get over the insurance companies and the hospitals doing the overbilling for making up shortages of what the insurance companies wouldn't pay out and all this stuff. And what I would have in mind is a framework of going back to the old system, the old competitive system, rather than the rigged game. And I'll give you an example on this. It's when the colleges realized that the government was starting to really ramp up and pass out those student loans. And, of course, the colleges allowing the credit card companies with the limited dollars that the students had Give them a credit card. Yeah, just give them credit cards. Yeah. So not only are they in debt with the school loans, then they need to get in debt with the credit cards. And when that was cooking along, humming along, what did we hear? Students realizing that they were screwed even before they had graduation. They were committing suicide and all this stuff. Yeah. I would pull these insurance companies in. I would pull in the healthcare providers themselves and say, look, we got a problem here, and we're going to fix this. And it's not going to be any national health care. We're going to return it to the old competitive standard of you guys doing your job, hospitals, of providing good care at a decent price. What they did, folks, was remove the competitiveness out of the system. That's what they did. And everybody started lining up in a different pay window. And you know who suffers on that deal? We do. And when they brought in the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as people call it, what did we have? We had a rigged game. What happened to insurance premiums? Oh, it'll lessen your interest. No, it didn't. That very bill was written by the insurance companies themselves. I would like to be an advisor to President Donald J. Trump. I really would. Because people with ethics and a certain sense of morality and fairness, people that won't back down, it's what's needed in this country today. Big time. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Well, hey, John, and I appreciate your first hour talking about the politics and the votes and the counting machines and stuff.
Yeah.
Citizens United Films and Michelle Malkin made a great movie called Rocky Mountain Heist.
Okay.
Did you ever see that?
No. No.
It's about how they basically flipped us from a red state to a purple state.
And I you know what? I really don't understand what the purple is. Is that the blending of the blue and the red?
Exactly.
Ah, okay. Okay, I get it now.
So where the vast majority of land mass is red, but the city center is concentrated blue.
And that's what really pissed them off. That's why they were claiming that Hillary really, well, in the major cities, in Los Angeles, and exactly. these cities that are run by Democrats, and they have all the little, and they don't even know that they're wannabe Marxist. You know, they don't even know what they're being groomed for. But here again,
no.
They got them under the yoke of the entitlement programs of our vaunted government, and let's just keep throwing more money at it and just watch the cities, the education, the school systems, everything. Let's just watch it degrade until somebody in Washington has a better idea of doing things.
Yeah, so now I'm sitting here in Colorado with legal marijuana, soon-to-be sodomite governor, and an attorney general coming up who's never set foot in a courtroom. Are you? I woke up this morning and I'm like,
wait a minute. This is almost as good as a call from Canada.
Dude, when I woke up this morning, I was like, this is Twilight Zone.
It is. It is. And you know, Mike, here's the thing. And I thought, I asked myself this question, then I answered my own question. Wonder if that's the same as talking out loud when you're just talking to yourself and then you answer yourself. I'm not quite sure. But this is the question I asked myself today. With all of this stuff of, you know, I actually heard some Democrats mention the constitutional process, and I thought their Pinocchio noses were going to fall off their faces. But the very simple solution to this is bringing out the original rule book.
Yep.
You know, what is the government? They have amassed immense amount of power. Taxing for this and taxing and ruling and regulating and doing all this other stuff, of which the federal government was never supposed to be. These were additions to the government. And I look at this and I go, okay, we are now democracy. Mike, I'm up against a break. Hold on. I want to talk to you a little bit more. Art, Mark, and others will get to your calls as well. 5-hour energy and caffeine, thank God. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Still there.
I'm still here.
You know, I am in total amazement that we don't get out the rule book. You know, all of what's been added to the function of government was not supposed to be the business of the federal government. That which is not declared or specifically outlined by the Constitution was to be left to the states. And how's that working out?
Well, you know, it's not working out real good. It's those amendments that they passed long before you and I were born, the 14th, 15th, 16th Amendment, kills the process, and people don't even know that. I had a conversation with a relative. She was all upset about the election, and we were talking about it. And I said, well, when you don't have senators representing your states, this is what you get. It's really simple, and you're right. And I think the reason we won't pull the rule book out, not you and I, but the powers that be, because if they had to follow it, they would have no power.
Bingo. And who doesn't like the idea of relinquishing power once you get it?
Yeah, never going to happen.
Well,
unless we take it.
And here again, there's even provisions that the founders said, you know, hey, yeah, we're setting up this system. They didn't know if it was going to work. Benjamin Franklin had his reservations. A republic, madam, if you can keep it. So there was already reservation there whether the system is going to be adhered to. But they gave provision that, you know, we can excuse this whole damn government. If it gets to the point, and they put it as, well, we can just move it a little further out west. Well, wherever we move it. I don't care if it's atop the Sears Tower in Chicago. But wherever it's moved to, I don't care. But the point is the adherence to the law, the adherence to the Constitution itself. And, you know, do we have to? And I don't know. Mike, let's put on our little wish list hat here, our fantasy caps for a second.
All right.
What if we circulated petitions and it took a year or two to gather all the signatures of everybody that was concerned about this government and the way it's being run, that we just do a petition and we tell these creatures in the District of Criminals, you know what? You've abrogated your responsibilities as elected leaders, whether you're president, vice president, whether you're Speaker of the House, whether you're a Congress critter or a senator or whatever. You've abrogated your responsibility and we're asking you to step aside. It's time that we reform the government under the tenets of the original Constitution.
Well, I think that would be a great idea.
Well, we either do that by petition or we might have to do it from a barrel of a gun. Because
right.
As I've said, and I don't know whether you agree with my statement or not, the revolution has already begun, only it wasn't started by the militia. It was started by the communists in this country.
Agreed. No, 100%. If anybody doesn't agree with that, they don't understand history, even in the past 30 years.
Yeah.
When you were speaking, it came to me that the Industrial Revolution is probably what actually killed our country.
Yeah.
Because everybody had to start working 40 hours for somebody else.
Yeah, well,
I can't get my neighbors to engage in a conversation, let alone the in-depth it takes. I mean, you spent a third of your life working on this.
Oh, God. You had to put it that way, didn't you?
Well, because 25 years sounds like something, but a third of your life is a big, big deal. And people should know that you've been dedicated to this, and I'm not trying to, you know, smooch you, but you understand how many hours it takes to even understand where we're at, let alone where we're going.
Well, and I'll refer back to my statement about being an advisor to the president. I don't want title. I don't want title of nobility. I don't want a huge paycheck. All I want is my country back.
Yeah, just give me a couple hours. Sit down.
Just give me a few hours a month to brief the president, okay? Because I've come up with some pretty solid ideas. You know, I'm not the CEO of some major corporation. I am not a wannabe politician. Don't ever want to get involved in politics because that is the art of dodging the law of the land, the republic. So I would just like to be an advisory capacity with the president and go, look, you know, for all your highfalutin lawyers and all the people that you know, but here's what's at stake. Are we to have a free country? Are we to have free citizens with liberty and true control over their lives? Or are we going to continue with the same old charade? I'm tired. Mike, what's wearing me out here is this circus. How much longer must this circus continue?
Well, yeah, when they close the flaps on the tent, then we'll see what really happens. But for what it's worth, you've been a great advisor to your listeners.
Well,
I know it's not the president, but you truly have. So thank you for taking my call, and keep up the good work, brother.
Well, Mike, I appreciate your call. I felt it my obligation and duty to my country. You know, I don't have to be signed up in some job someplace. I don't have to have a written contract. I don't have to be part of the military supposedly defending the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Hello?
Hey there, John. What's going on?
I'm still on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you go. I thought maybe something serious. Okay.
No, nothing serious, but you were asleep. Did your wife wake you up?
I heard something, and I just woke up. And who called? And she said John called. Said,
okay. Well, this conversation just went out over the air.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Nah, gotcha. Yeah, the claw. He keeps referring to me as the claw. Man, I got you, Mr. Elkins. Yeah, he. I must say, I called his house during commercial break, and his wife answered the phone, Michelle, and she said, "Well, he's already turned in for the night." And I said to her, "I said, good. You know, he needs sleep. So, no. Do you want him to call? No, it's okay. I'll talk to him later." Well, he overheard that, thought it was an emergency. This guy has been under the gun, so to speak, in his personal life that was interrupting his sleep. He was not eating. He was not taking proper care of himself. And I said, look, you're closer to this health issue than I am. You're a registered nurse. Do I need to remind you from the layperson's aspect here that you need to eat? He hadn't eaten for 3 days. He wasn't sleeping. I said, you need to eat something and go to bed. So he was following my advice, and I just mucked that up for him. Mark in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding, Mark. Go ahead. He's got phone problems? Okay, let's go to Art off the grid. If he's off the grid, why doesn't he have phone problems?
Yeah, you know, the worst patients are those that are in the medical field.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah,
I tell you what, John, I am right on board with everything that you've said tonight, and you know it's absolutely amazing to me. I mean, I'm down here in Georgia, and I'm looking at this Georgia governor's race, and it's like, you know, how in the world did a self-proclaimed socialist like Stacey Abrams get 48-point-something% of the vote? I don't get it.
Art,
you know, and
Art,
we look
Art,
at,
let me answer that question for you, because I actually have an answer to that. I really do, honest to God. It has been through the education system that these people have not been educated in our form of government and what that form of government represents, and we teach them to read and write, hopefully, and here's the Constitution. Let's learn about the documents of freedom and liberty and why. This is the reason why they're able to suck people into their tribes, because they have nothing upstairs for a comparative basis. They've got nothing.
Well,
so
you know, I don't get it, because you know these people cannot tell us that they've not heard talks about the Cold War and the war with communism and all of it. They've heard this stuff, yet they turn around and they're voting for the very people that we fought
okay,
against.
Okay, but wait a minute. We've not declared that these people are communists. They're not going to self-admit. They might say, well, okay, I'm a socialist, but I'm not a communist. They don't know the difference. Here again, this goes back, Art, to, you know, they don't know about the history of communism. They don't even know the history of our own country, let alone a communist country. This goes back to the education. Look who their parents were. Did these parents have a firm grasp on what the government of this country is and what it represented and why we have freedoms in this country, or the checks and balances? And when all that failed, we had that Second Amendment. If they ever tried to attack the first one or tried to come and get your guns, these people aren't being taught that. We would have a much saner, politer society that was more productive, enriching themselves, being friendly with their neighbors, than this adversarial witch hunt that everybody is on right now. It has to do with the input to their brains, which has been non-existent.
And another thing I find absolutely stunning, we have, like, I was reading an article a couple days ago about which states people were moving out of and which states people were moving to. And I noticed that a lot of people were leaving states like New York, Illinois, California. They were going to states like North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Texas. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, why are they doing this? Well, you do a little research, and you find out the reason they're leaving these states like New York and Illinois and California is because they want to get away from the taxes and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But then they come to these conservative states, and they begin to vote Democratic, not realizing you're voting for the same type of people who put into place the policies that you left New York to get away from.
Let me jump back in Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine here.
Oh, yeah.
It was once that only the people, property owners in this country, could cast votes.
Yep, property owners and business owners, yep.
And the reason why is because they had a stake. Yep. They were people that had to be abreast of what was going on, not just some schlup that has an idea, however backwards or however inaccurate it might be, his perception of his world. And then we come up with this popular vote thing. And if that isn't enough, let's come up with this democracy. Art, start counting day by day in a week's time. Start doing this and just make a note. Okay. The next politician or talk show radio host or your neighbor or whomever that uses the term referring to this country as democracy.
Oh, my God, John, if I did that, I'd have to hire you and everybody else to have enough digits to count that high.
There's the problem. It's part of the brainwashing program. This is not a democracy. It has never been a democracy. The founding fathers turned down democracy because they saw the perils and the evils within, and they said no. George didn't want to be a head of a democracy. He didn't want to be declared king. No. We're gonna set up another form of government, and they did. And look how long we have gone to the point now where the education or the intelligent quotient of the average American are just the people you're suggesting. You know, I'm tired of seeing these people, these snowflakes coming into Texas. And I have to remind them when they engage me or I engage them and they say something utterly stupid, I just look at them and I just have this puzzled look on my face and I just say to them, well, you do know where you're at. You're in Texas now. And they just look at you like, he can see me.
It's amazing to me when I hear people talk about in our great democracy, and I start and I remind them this is supposed to be a constitutional republic, and then I have to actually explain to them what that means. It's like, my God, you've got a college degree and you don't even know the difference between a democracy and a representative.
Okay, and Art, let me throw this into the conversational mix here. What is one of the steadfast tenets of the federal government is supposed to be doing for this country to ensure a Republican form of government? What that meant before Republicans became Republicans is that we were supposed to have a constitutional government. To these people in California that want to be sanctuary state, or as John, and thank you for telling me, John, the state I left, Michigan, that they just want to be one of these states like California that we just allow anybody to come in. No. It's the federal government's duty and obligation to guarantee a Republican form of government, ergo constitutional form of government. That kind of overrides all this crap, sanctuary state and everything else.
Yeah, and those words are actually in the Constitution. If you go back and you actually read the Constitution, it says guaranteed a Republican form of government. I don't know why, you know, these so-called constitutional scholars we have in Washington, it's like, if they had any clue, I have to wonder just what Constitution did they study?
Well,
it had to be the federal Constitution because they sure as heck didn't study the Constitution for the United States of America as founded.
And Art, this is why I kind of came off the rails last week a little bit, because I suggested to people, you know, we're all doing this whining and bitching and watching this slow-rolling train wreck, of which there's not going to be any real survivors, that you call in to C-SPAN that program in the morning. Or you call in to the radio station with the guy that keeps referring to this country as democracy. And a good way to do this would be to go download, it's still on the internet, the 1928 War Department, and describing for the soldiers, this is a handbook for them, this is why you might be dead one of these days, here's the difference between a democracy and a republic. Have it in hand. And I don't care if it's a politician making a stump speech or showing up for a town meeting or a radio talk show host or even people like Sean Hannity. People have got to beat this thing down and get it back in their head that we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy that 51% of the people, as long as they all agree, well, they could kill the other 49%. Now, that's an extreme example, but you get the point.
Yeah.
All right, Art. Art, I got to go.
All right, man.
Thank you for your call. Sovereign Man, you're up next.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Are we up against the break?
Go ahead.
Okay. Not wise to take a five-hour caffeine shot before air, but, you know, it's just me.
Well, and you're not a talk show host than I am. You have any other advice for me?
Lock of Error had an interesting guest on, Pastor Steven Anderson.
Yep.
He's the checkpoint preacher that got, you know.
I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Babylon USA that they put together?
No, I haven't.
Go to YouTube, documentary, Babylon USA. It's a good watch. You ought to check it out, brother.
All right. Appreciate
Everything's going swimmingly. Swimmingly as planned.
Well, whose plan?
Their plan.
Ah. All right. You think it's a bad idea that I don't do 5 hours? You think that's a bad idea? That I have a mental sharpness on the air? You don't think that's a good idea?
I don't know if it's sharpness, John. I mean, you might want to implement some Ayurvedic medical practices into your life so you don't have to take that stuff.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I mean, I got plenty of energy, dude, and I'm not that far behind you.
Yeah, well, you don't run a network, take care of a house, chase two cats, and do everything else.
Yeah, well, get rid of the cats.
Okay, thanks for your advice. Thank you for your advice. I'll call you when I need some more. Getting back, and I wished I was trying to clear the caller board here because there was a very good article that was written by Jerry Barrett, What Happened to My Country? And it goes right to the heart of the founding of the country, what has happened to this country. For all the twisted, convoluted, insane things that are being done. I'm going to save this, and I'm going to have Paul Preston on tomorrow, so I might have to save this to do it Friday. Today's Wednesday, right? Okay. Do me a favor. The next time Sovereign Man calls in, Mike, tell him no advice for the host, okay? Was this the same guy that tried to tell me there's no nuclear weapons? Yeah. Okay. I don't know what alternative he's on, but maybe he should stop that. Explaining the extinction of the middle class. Now, this is the new communist, and we're talking here about our wonderful Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the issue of explaining the extinction of the middle class. In another interview speaking with former Obama speechwriter John Lovett on the liberal podcast, Pod Save America. Whoa, nice touch there. Ocasio-Cortez claimed the upper middle class doesn't exist anymore. Cortez was discussing the political ideology of the country's different socioeconomic classes when she made the claim. Quoting her, "I think that politically this upper middle class is probably more moderate, but that upper middle class doesn't exist anymore in America. And thanks to the continued deregulation of Wall Street." What? Thanks to the continued gutting of working and middle-class people, we need stronger champions. However, both the Urban Institute and the American Enterprise Institute have presented evidence showing the upper middle class is actually growing. Fourth point here, a simple payment plan for progressive Medicare. When asked in an interview with George Ramos last week about how to pay for Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All proposal, which Cortez has put at the center of her campaign, Cortez responded, "You just pay for it." And then she went on to say, "People often say, how are you going to pay for it? And I find that question so puzzling, because how do you pay for something that's more affordable? How do you pay for cheaper rent? How do you pay for, well, you just pay for it." Wow. This is the quality of people they're bringing in the Democrat Party. During the election cycle, Cortez and other progressive Democrats like Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gilliam, who lost the Florida gubernatorial race, by the way, have claimed Sanders' Medicaid for All plan would save the country $2 trillion if implemented. But the claim has been criticized by fact-checkers as totally inaccurate. In fact, a study by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University shows the plan would cost more than $32.6 trillion over the next 10 years, requiring historic tax hikes. Well, there goes your middle class and upper middle class, but she doesn't want to go there. Comparing climate change to World War II. In a speech on her economic plan, Cortez likened combating climate change to the challenge posed by Nazi Germany in World War II, surmising the United States confront the issue with the same amount of resource. So we talked about existential threats. The last time we really had a major existential threat to this country was around World War II. And so we've been here before, and we have a blueprint of doing this before. And then she went on to add, what we had was this existential threat in the context of war. We had a direct existential threat with another nation. This time it was Nazi Germany and the Axis, who explicitly made the United States as an enemy. She had to repeat herself. She's so bright, she had to repeat herself twice. And what we did was that we chose to mobilize our entire economy and industrialize our entire economy, and we put hundreds, if not millions, of people to work in defending our shores and defending this country. We have to do the same thing in order to get us 100% renewable energy, and that's just the truth of it, according to Ms. Cortez. Shutting down debate on fossil fuels, according to Fox News, Cortez declared at a campaign fundraiser, there was no debate that fossil fuel production should be stopped. There's no debate as to whether we should continue producing fossil fuels. There's no debate, according to her. It's just a done deal. Believe it and do it. When asked about Chris Hayes on MSNBC, asked by Chris Hayes about what she plans to do once she gets to Congress in 2 months, well, I think a lot of it has to do with changing our strategy around governance. You know, there's a lot of inside baseball and inside the Beltway, as you always hear the term thrown around. But there are very few organizers in Congress, and I do think that organizers operate differently. It's a different kind of strategy. And what it is really about organizing and really thinking about that word, organizing. Segmenting people, being strategic in their actions, and really bringing together a cohesive strategy of putting pressure on the chamber instead of only focusing on the pressures inside the chambers. Wow. The politicians of tomorrow, here today for your examination. I want to thank you for being here today. Back tomorrow with Paul Preston. Join us then. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.